Good one, Jimmy. I like this one.
Oh, this song has you written all over it.
Yeah.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
It's all because I can't dance.
Here.
My grandkids are good, though. Natural.
I can't dance either, man. Oh. It drives my wife crazy. When I try to dance, I bounce, and she tells, don't bounce.
Penelope's always playing Thriller, and so she's... calls herself Michael, and now she's always coming, who are you? And I'm like, I'm Michael Jackson. And she's getting the moves down, man. That Thriller is like one of the best videos ever. And we'll get back to the kangaroo impeachment here. I got a kick out of the lawyers, you know, making a case for Trump, you know, and they're saying that the Democrats used edited film to piece together this timeline, but which they did, you know, they took pieces, bits and pieces, and put it together, and it was all based on the timeline and based on things that we all have access to, public record, right? All factual. And then they pop out this edited video of Trump, you know, Law and Order, which was, you know, what he used against Black Lives Matter rallies, calling out the National Guard and the Proud Boys, and this is it, man, put them down kind of time here. I mean, who in their right mind could even compare? Like when they, you know, the caller's talking about Scott Walker comparing. No, man, what? Raging grannies? Whole families? Police? Fire? All occupations of people coming together, standing up for, you know, to fight against a horrible act, Act 10, and everything that followed. So all intentionally to harm working class people, and too many people didn't figure it out yet. And you said we have a caller.
We do. I apologize to the caller. The phone receiver is super low. I can't hear you. I didn't catch your name.
Hi, it's Duterte Jr.
Ah. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Pizza. I just want to, you know, dude, I just want to thank you for what you do, man, and I'm a big fan. I mean, what you guys do, you, Dom, and you guys are amazing, man. I just kind of, you know, I appreciate everything you do. I call just because, you know, man, I can't believe how people, dude, I grew up in the Philippines, and though I was young when this happened, you know, and during the Marcos era, you know.
Uh-oh, don't cut out now.
The people.
There we go. You're back.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. When, you know, I don't know if you remember that.
I sure do. I mean,
Marcos,
yeah.
You know, right?
Remember the closet full of shoes?
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, how many hundreds of pairs of shoes? Well, yeah, people are starving.
Millions.
And right now, the same thing's going on with Duterte. I mean, he's murdering, you know, people that are homeless,
right,
or people that are addicted to drugs. And it's like, you know, we're attached to that.
And you know, and the MyPillow guy is pushing for that, you know, for martial law. I mean, dude, I grew up in that country where people were so freaking poor.
Right.
Like, while the Marcoses were like, man, living the dream.
Yeah, that's,
I mean,
what's happening now.
Know, like locking up the Beatles, you know what I'm saying?
And it's happening now. Look at Tom Brady's treated like that. All it's been is Tom Brady tossing this, Tom Brady. You know, I really don't care, man. I don't like the guy. Yes. Not because he isn't the best quarterback of all time. I could care less. He's a worthless citizen.
He's
those aren't pillows.
Well,
and I just can't believe that, you know, like 70 million Americans are still believing this, you know, this Republicans, you know, that are trying to push for this, man. And I can't believe it, man.
It's pretty sad.
I mean, we live in, you know,
but on, hey,
America, land of the free. But you know what? Hey, as long as, you know, the rich are getting richer and the poor, you know what? Hey, who cares about your medical issues? Who cares about your educational, you know, levels? I mean, yeah, we're rich. We're fine. You guys are okay.
Well, that's part of the extinction process. No, and
right.
And it's look, it's been bad for a long time. It's just like really obvious now, and we're watching the America just come apart. Okay, nobody none of our leadership is there to defend it on the Republican side. They're going down with it. We're going down in flames. But on a brighter note, and thank you for calling, and I hope you call again, and maybe next week call in and win a T-shirt or something. But David Hogg, the student that survived the shootings in Florida, right, the high school shooting, who was harassed by MTG, he's starting a pillow company to take on the MyPillow guy.
His main goal is to put the MyPillow guy out of business.
He's going to, man. He's going to, because the MyPillow guy is going to be biting pillows in prison someday, if we have anything to say about it. I guess I don't know if he's done anything criminal, but he's certainly immoral and unethical. And
well, he definitely helped inciting the insurrection that happened on the 6th, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, he was part of it, but, you know, they're not going to, I mean, nobody's going to be held accountable for that. Now, versus, you know, we had more arrests at the Capitol from singing than we've had of people that, you know, were part of this riot. And that's what it was. I mean, we heard the cops, you know, they were freaking out. It's a riot, you know, and they got chumped, man. There was somebody higher up that allowed this all to happen. And we know where that goes to. It goes right up to Trump. He's the only one that could do that.
You know, a lot of, if the reports are true, which there's no reason to think they aren't, but the two phone calls, the one from Tuberville to Trump and the one from McCarthy to Trump, if those are true, and right now, why wouldn't they be true? I mean, it fits the timeline. It fits the events that were happening. You know, how can you overlook that if you're a juror in this impeachment trial? We already know the answer to that. That's a very rhetorical question.
It's not a real trial, just like you said. If this were a real trial,
no, the problem
jurors can't meet with, you know, the defense or the prosecution. Yeah. It's a tainted jury. I mean, you know, it just doesn't happen that way. But that's how they're going to handle this kangaroo hearing, which is what they do in politics.
I understand why you're calling it a kangaroo hearing. I understand why you're saying it's a hoax. Because the outcome is already a foregone conclusion, but it's not.
It's so Wisconsin, dude. It is so Wisconsin, and it was real in Wisconsin. But it's like watching the same thing over again, just at the D.C. level, and they're even worse than at this point. I think they're worse than the Republicans in Wisconsin, even though they're a part of it. So I guess they're all. That's why I said we have to impeach the entire party. Is that possible?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, if anybody has a clue, give us a call, because I'd like to know. I was one of the first ones out there saying to recall Ron Johnson, and so many people were like, no, we can't recall. Yeah, we can, man. We're one of 8 states. Wisconsin can recall their elected officials that go to Washington. And yeah, I'm all for doing it again when there's no, you know, COVID risk going on. But, you know, it's like we vote every 6 months anyway. We got one coming up here, what, next week?
On Tuesday, the 19th, yeah. The primary, yeah. the spring primary.
Right. So if we're going to have elections year-round, we might as well have recalls year-round.
Can I get out of the soapbox for 30 seconds?
Go ahead.
Please go vote on Tuesday if you're in Wisconsin, especially here in Madison. It's the primary for the alders. I think the there's a statewide referendum or a primary for the state superintendent.
Yeah.
It's an important.
And there are, I believe there's primaries for, you know, some of these seats that have been opened up because people go into D.C. and people move into different districts and stuff. I know there's one coming up between the Republicans anyway. They've got a primary between Jagler and Pridemore and a couple. There's like 5 people, I guess, that want to take this seat that's been vacated. I'm not sure whose it is.
I'm not really sure.
Somebody's seat they're going after. I think it is. And that, you know, there's Andre Jacques running, you know, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's like the Republican Party, it's not bad enough that they're rotting, you know, like just a rotten corpse. They're taking everybody else with them. They really are.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something?
Well, you know, the Madison primary, the primary for the alders, you know, it's supposed to be nonpartisan here in Madison. So that's important. But do your research. There's a lot of good people running for alder, especially District 16. There's like 4 candidates. Do your homework and go vote.
Dog ate my homework.
I'm done talking for the
but
day.
But when it comes to, like, you know, elections, I do my homework. I don't live in Madison, so I haven't paid as much attention to it. I've read a little bit. But, yeah, you should. I mean, know who's connected to, like, wealth and power and stay away from those guys. That's never a good way to go.
Well, as you know, Pizza Box, politics start at a local level.
Yep.
So, you know, and we want to percolate up, right? That's where the power starts, in your local government.
Radio starts at a local level. So keep listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. We're back in a minute. Oh, yeah.
Three great stations have teamed up to bring you one tremendous impact. Chicago's Progressive Voice, WCPT 820 AM, Minnesota's Progressive Voice, AM 950, and Devil Radio 92.7 Madison. Representing the best independent progressive talk stations in cities in America, we partner to offer one affordable advertising package that can cover the Great Lakes region. Now your company or cause can reach our highly engaged combined monthly audiences of over a quarter million listeners, plus our combined worldwide streams and digital footprints at one low price. Local service, creative, and ad production available. For an impact, second to none, call Devil Radio today at 608-819-8255.
Saturday morning at 9 a.m., tune in for Ask the Builder and hear about projects that can be done to improve your space. Join me, Naomi Croft, and members of our team at Bachman Construction as we take calls from the community and share our family's three generations of experience.
Ask the Builder is Saturdays at 9 a.m.
Madison. You say what? Each weeknight from 5 to 6, don't miss out on a single day of the Earl Ingram Show right here on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM.
I'm Alan Robinson, host of Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. You never know who's going to stop by.
Mr. Robinson, yes, this is Samba at the door here. Open the door. Did you hear the bell ring?
Stop by Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, 6 to 7 weekdays.
For 16 years, Dane by Local has been shining a spotlight on how important local businesses and nonprofits are in our communities. Now DBL is teaming up with 92.7 FM Devil Radio to bring you Let's Get Local. Join me, Jason Hafman, Saturdays at 11 a.m. for features with area leaders and business owners who help make our communities unique and special. They're our neighbors and friends, and they have stories to tell. So check out Let's Get Local Saturdays, 11 a.m. to noon on Devil Radio 92.7.
Devil Radio, your fix for progressive news talk from Black Earth to Columbus. Always streaming at darnwi.com.
Under QAnon's thumb? Under Trump's thumb? Yeah?
Under my
Republican
thumb.
Party? Yeah. The Q Trumplican Party. And I see that Nikki Haley did like an about face. Oh, all of a sudden it's like, no, you know, we should have never listened to Trump. Duh. Come on, stop, lady. You know, there's only one reason why she's doing it, and that's because of like the Lincoln Project and the powerful, most, you know, centrist Republicans pulling away and talking about starting to go in a new direction away from the Trump crowd. And she wants to run. So now what's she going to do? Oh, the vote split, huh? Is it? Oh, Nikki, which way do I turn? The Q Trumplicans or the centrist Republicans that are responsible for why we are where we are right now? Let's move it back to the way it used to be. No, let's move it the way it's never been, where the people actually make the decisions and everybody's happy and nobody hates their neighbor because everybody's got a living wage, health care, and shelter, and vacation, and yeah, America. The American dream, right?
The American dream.
Yeah. Oh, we got another caller. It's Catherine from Madison. Welcome, Catherine.
Hi, Pizza Box.
What's
nice
up?
Nice to talk to you.
Hey, you too.
I was calling because I've been very interested in the Alder elections here in Madison, since Alders have such an important role as far as the as far as getting good buildings that are, you know, don't put out as much CO2, and transportation decisions. We just forget about how important the Alders are. So I've been looking into the different Alders, and there's a lot of good Alders running, but I've come across this ninth ward, this guy Paul Skidmore. Have you heard of him?
Yes.
Yeah. You heard about the controversy with the woman he yelled at in city council?
All I remember about him is that I didn't have if I remember correctly on Facebook, I didn't have like a real pleasant interaction with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's usually a bad sign.
Woman in city council in front of everybody yelled at her and called her the C word, which is kind of, you know.
Wow. But yeah. No, I didn't hear that. And
that gives you a general idea.
When did he do that anyway?
I looked up.
We're talking about Skidmore here.
Yeah. Because the people the woman that he called out, a friend of hers is running actually for Alder in a different ward than his. Excuse me. But he also, a while back, he was the only Alder to vote to keep the Confederate statue in this one cemetery. And it was 19-1, and he was the only one that wanted to keep the Confederate statue. So he's the only guy I've been seeing that is running.
The real negative, yep.
You know,
I'm guessing he's a Trump supporter, right? He's probably a Trump supporter. He's probably in a district that must have, maybe, is he in a gated community area? You know, that's the way a lot of those people.
It's the zip code that he's in is 53717. I'm not really sure exactly where that is.
I forget the exact. I forget the exact district number, but that's over like in the Hilldale.
That's kind of what. That kind of makes sense.
Ninth
yeah.
Ward, yeah.
And he's been in city government for a long time. He needs to go.
Right.
Yeah, he's been in for a long time, and there's three people running against him. One woman. They all look good. There's a former Alder, Anthony Amato, running against him,
yep.
Who was an Alder in a different ward. And then there's a woman, they all look good. There's a community activist, Nikki Conklin, and there's another person as well. So I think it would just be great if he lost in the first round and didn't even run, to tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe that the people that have supported him, I can't believe I didn't hear that. But, you know, I haven't, you know, been... I've been kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. staying away from a lot of stuff lately and spending time with the grandkids and stuff. And anybody that says that, you know, any man that says that, because I know someone else that said it and directed it at some people that I agreed with the comment. So it can get, you know, fine line there who can use what language, right? And we've seen that, you know, there's certain things I can't say in groups of people that they're okay saying amongst each other. And I'm not going to go down that road. I don't think anybody should be called those names. However, when it accurately describes somebody, sometimes I have a hard time dodging it. You
well,
know, and
it happened at an Alder meeting as well.
Yeah,
too, so
that's just I would have resigned if I, you know. But these people, you know, that's look at who you're dealing with. I mean, I told you I didn't have a pleasant past with the guy, and you know, it's like blocked on Facebook and stuff for a reason. I mean, I just. Doesn't matter. You know, and sometimes, it's Democrats that I block, too, because our ideology. Look, we're watching the Republican Party divide, right? Mm. And the Democratic Party's always been divided, right, between, you know, centrists and progressives. And there's no way about it. When you're a progressive, you just don't compromise with things that are wrong. Got another caller.
We got a few callers on hold here. Let's thank Catherine for calling in.
Catherine.
Let's go to Rick in Madison.
Rick, you're up next.
Yeah, how's it going?
Pretty good.
I won't even talk about Vicky McKenna right now. But
Thank you.
You mentioned the C word.
Right.
Anyways, with the protests, remember when Trump ordered the riot cops to remove the protesters for a photo op?
Yeah. Yeah, tear gassed them.
So they were able to get the cops out with tear gas and riot mm-hmm. gear for that. But when these guys charged in the Capitol, they weren't available. I mean, it's kind of funny how that works, although the protesters weren't fighting back either, which is also
right.
A whole difference. Because
you can't compare them, Rick. Yeah, you can't compare those events. You can only contrast them. Black Lives Matter rallies versus, you know, white nationalist rallies. There's a contrast to them. There's no comparing them.
Yeah, we were both at the protest in 2011, and
yeah,
we saw 100,000 people behave correctly. You know, they occupied the Capitol, but they created no damage, and nobody was hurt, you know. But they were calling for the National Guard to come out then, too. You know, these people brought a gallows to the protest. You can't find plywood laying around in 2x4s, you know. I mean, they had to bring that stuff themselves. They were going to hang somebody.
Hey, remember, Rick, when we were singing songs about hanging people at the sing-alongs, right? I mean, I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. Oh, recall, no pun intended, but I just want to say thanks for calling. And by the way, like in 2 days, I'll be able to start responding to you on Facebook and some of your posts that I read.
Look out, Facebook world.
Did you say we have another caller?
We do. Facebook is getting crustier. Joe from Stevens Point.
Good afternoon, Joe. Is it snowing at Stevens Point?
No, it is not. It's sunny and 92.
Nice. 92.7.
Yes. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Localism, I love when you guys cover that, too, because I think you guys are touching on the power of local activism and organizing. It's lifting from the bottom, but it's the community in which we all live. So, and let's face it, you know, people just don't get out and vote in those kind of things. So when cool people like the cool people of this radio station band together, it's such a much more powerful thing. And Mike, I know you know a lot about that. So Jimmy, thanks for bringing that up, and just really, really enjoy the radio show, guy.
Hey, Joe, you know, real important. I'm sure you're active up in Stevens Point. You know, when you want something done in your community, what's your first stop? I mean, you go to your alderperson. You know, that's your first line in government, if you think of it as a chain of command or whatever, you know. But it's so important.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, hey, you know, on a side note, too, that Lincoln Project thing, boy, they're getting a lot of resignations happening. Steve Smith, number two guy, just stepped down. That thing has been a bust. Hillary Clinton got more Republican votes in 2016 than the Lincoln Project brought to the table this time around.
They can't be trusted. These are, like, you know, Rick Wilson and all these guys that have written books about, you know, conservatism all these years. They're the problem, man. You know, Charlie Sykes, you can't walk away from what you guys brought us to, man. And thanks for listening again, Joel. We'll hopefully hear next week again.
We have one more caller, if we can squeeze him in here.
Yeah.
We've got 2 minutes left in the show, and I don't have to answer the phone because I know the name. Mr. Hawk Sullivan is on the phone.
Cool, Hawk. How you doing?
Oh, hey, how you guys doing? Hey, I wanted to correct. Listen, I think Skidmore is a piece of crap. He's not a Trumpster. He's like, he's a Democrat. You
see?
Know? He's been there forever. But I want to correct. He didn't yell that, by the way.
Oh.
He, like, said it under his breath. And everybody knows it was him who said it under his breath, you know, and it was a whole big thing. But I just want to correct he didn't yell it. Like,
okay.
He didn't, like. I know it's a technical thing, but I agree with
accuracy matters.
I was gonna say I agree that all the races in Madison are really important, and you know we're gonna get a whole bunch of new alders, and that's great, you know, because I think we need some fresh blood, some when I ran for alder, you find out that like all your differences on a national level, locally, kind of go away. You know, like you'll meet someone at the door who's, you know, maybe a moderate Republican, even a, you know, someone else. But locally, you agree on lots of stuff, you know. And I think that's an important thing to remember. And I think people need to do their homework and get out. There's a couple primaries on Tuesday. On this Tuesday, there's two primaries. I think it's like it might be the 9th, right, Skidmore's?
Yep.
And then the 16th, possibly. So do homework, vote in those two districts, and let's get some good new council people in Madison, you know?
Yeah, and support local businesses like Hawks any chance that you can, you know? I know that with COVID and everything, it's really hurt this guy, and I would have voted for him if I was in the district, but I'm not, so.
Well, thanks, Mike. I'm glad you got your show, buddy.
Hey, appreciate it. And up next will be Native Roots Radio.
We might check into the impeachment trial, too.
Okay. And then after that, of course, is Max Inc. Radio. So keep listening, man. This thing goes on all day, you know, just like the weather.